Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby, and this is our call to worship and praise. Today, we focus on three gems of wisdom. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
My part.
Here I am, and I long
Lord, thank you for the powerful gift of your Holy Spirit. The attribute of self-control is a character trait that we could all use more of. Please give us a listening ear that we might be swift to hear. As we're so prone to jump into the conversations and communicate with our own take on things, help us to be quick to listen, to make that a priority in our day-to-day lives. God, give us control over our tongue, that we would always engage our brain before we speak, and that our words may be carefully, lovingly chosen. Keep us away from engaging in gossip. And as your Spirit gives us control over our actions, let us be very careful not to get all worked up and angry, as there will be times when we get upset. Lord, keep us from turning that attitude to sinful thoughts and attitudes. Father, thank you again for allowing us to invest these moments in your presence, in your word, spoken, and in song. Help us to have a listening ear today, to hear what you know we need to really hear and to take into our hearts and minds. Amen.
and it tells thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. A new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music. From the Jesus music era through the early 1980s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004, and now the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. If you remember music of artists like the Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, and Andre Crouch, and Love Song, then visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies.
I find it's your right thing.
I thank God that you are listening today and pray that you will gain godly wisdom.
I've a yearning in my heart that cannot be denied. It's a longing that has never yet been satisfied. I want the world to know the one who loves them so. Like a flame, it's burning deep inside. Speak, to pray, to be used of God, to show someone the way. I long so much to feel the touch of His consuming fire, to be God is my desire. When I think about the shortness of my earthly years, I remember all the wasted days, the wasted tears. I long to preach the word to those who've never heard of the one who can dispel all fears. To be used of God, to sing, to speak, to pray, to be used of God, to show someone the way. I long so much to feel the touch of His consuming fire, to be used of God. My desire, I long so much to feel the touch of His consuming fire, to be used of God is my desire.
I want to know you. want to know you. I want to know you more.
In the context of us hearing and doing the word, we're provided with life-changing and important instructions. We are to be quick to listen, careful to speak, and slow to anger. James chapter 1. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Be quick to hear. Listen. Many times we hear the words of Jesus repeat the importance of listening. Matthew 11. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Mark chapter 4. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. From the wisest man who ever lived, Proverbs, the first chapter. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. Job 36. If they listen and obey God, they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. All their years will be pleasant. Matthew 13, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. Be slow to speak. James 3, we can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth, and a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so, blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Proverbs 17. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouths shut, they seem intelligent. Be slow to anger. Ephesians 4. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Proverbs 15, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but The mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. God, help us to be filled, controlled by your Spirit. As we read in Galatians 5, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That self-control will give us what it takes to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to be angry.
Lord, I'm tired of the struggle, fighting in my own strength to be like you. Walking unarmed into battles I never should go through, all because I hadn't listened. So I resolve to set my eyes on you and live each day just as close as I can be. And I'll trust you to take care of all the things that I can't see. So as I walk with you, won't you live your life through me? Let the world see Jesus. Let me fade from the view till all that is left is you. Let them see Jesus, Jesus in me. Lord, help me to surrender. The more that I fight, the more blinded by master lies and misery.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we have been reminded to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Friend, if you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Please invest a moment to let us know if you have made a decision today by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools there to help you grow and where you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from James chapter 1. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
Take the fame that I
I'd rather